from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Home Run Derby on your home of the champs tonight right here, 7 o'clock. All-Star Game itself on tomorrow. The broadcast will start at 6 o'clock. So thanks for making us part of your day. We'll be at the ballpark on Friday when the Rangers return to action as Casey Stern, host of the Unfiltered podcast, joins us now here on The Fan. And good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up, boys? How we doing? Happy All-Star break.
Man, it's great to hear from you. I don't think we're doing as good as like the last three or four times we talked to you when they were on their way to being the champs and then trying to back that up. But here at the break, at least we've gotten a respite from the losing, and it appears the last four series or so, we might be turning a corner here. What do you think about that idea?
Well, I think especially when you look at the series and closing out before the break against Houston, you got to feel pretty confident about that, especially when you're winning close games. When you think about, you know, the stretch that Evaldi's been on, when you think about Max, you know, stretching out a little bit, and you know, even though not deep in the game, it's feeling like, and you kind of want to believe him that, you know, he's starting to get his stuff down to where it needs to be and continue to motivate forward. You start to get a little healthier as a team, and you kind of realize that you're right there. I mean, you forget about just in the wild card, what, 5 out of the division, I believe, and, you know, all things considered, be thankful that Seattle can't hit, and be thankful that the Astros had a rough start, and you're still right in this thing. And when you leave a champ sitting there around 7-8 in a 12-round fight, and they're still in it, and they got Bruce Bochy in the corner, like Mickey in the Rocky movies, I think you're in good shape. So, do I think the Rangers right now feel as good or should as they would have liked before the season began? No, but they feel a heck of a lot better than they did 3-4 weeks ago, and that's saying something coming into the break.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the trade deadline market right now, Casey, if you're CY, is there anybody out there that you really are looking to go and pursue? Maybe it's bullpen help. I don't know that there's a bat that really is something where they're like, man, that's really going to be helpful, or are we just going to overpay for this guy because of all the injuries they've had? Like, you're hoping to get Young back. You're hoping to get Carter back. Is this more of like, let's hope for internal growth here in the second half?
Yeah, I think a lot of that, and I think, you know, some tweaking. I think you're certainly adding an arm if you can, because I think they'd like their pitching depth to be a little bit deeper. Maybe a veteran bat who's got some experience, even if it's not somebody who plays every day, who kind of added to the mix. I think those are the kind of moves. I mean, it's going to be a weird deadline that way because there aren't as many big, impactful names that jump out unless you believe that a Vlad Guerrero, for example, is going to get traded, which I don't. So, you know, I don't know how many, you know, major pieces that are going to go be cogs to go change your franchise are going to be out there. So you're going to see a lot of bullpen pieces move. There's going to be a lot of guys who are rentals. There's going to be a lot of fringe players. But I always bring up, you know, sometimes those players make all the difference. I'm down here in Atlanta. It wasn't that long ago that the Atlanta Braves are sitting there on the precipice on the doorstep. Alex Anthopoulos goes and gets Jorge Soler and Jock Peterson, and they became two of the most important players on the team, winning a World Series, which nobody thought they would do. So it's not always the big names at the deadline, even though those guys will make waves. I think sometimes it's about the tweaking, and that's more where I think CY will go with the Ranger Club.
Casey, as you look at this, and you mentioned the division about with Seattle not hitting and all, and you know the Astros with the bad start, how would you handicap, though, the division in the second half? Say nobody makes a move. Say all three teams stand pat with what they have. How do you handicap this thing going in the second half?
I think it depends on health. I think if the Mariners don't add bats, even if they held on to win the division, they'd be out in the first round of the playoffs, because as good as their pitching is, I mean, if they can't hit, and they cannot hit at all, I mean, how bad is it? They've allowed the least amount of runs in the American League, and their run differential is only 20-plus. Just comparatively, to give you an idea, the Phillies are well over 100. So if they don't get bats, forget it. They're finished, even if they get to the postseason, win a division. I think the Astros are very dangerous. And I know, you know, nobody wants to hear that in terms of, you know, your listening audience. And I don't mean dangerous necessarily to go win a World Series. But when you have the kind of pedigree that they have, the amount of times that they've been there and done that and been to the dance and the level of success that they expect, and you see the first halves of guys like Bregman and guys who have underperformed, and you think about what that can mean back in the baseball card for a second half. You think about all the issues they went through with Jose Abreu's failures and then being demoted and then being released. They got two starters in a rotation, get Tommy John, including Christian Javier, who I love and I think is one of the better young pitchers in the game. You don't get Verlander at the beginning of the season. And the list goes on and on and on. Valdez was down. How in the world are they here? The way that they're there is because of all that experience, and I think that's a dangerous thing heading down the stretch of the season, because those guys, and too many of them on that roster still, know how to win.
Casey Stern talking baseball here from Unfiltered Podcast. If you were the front office, if you're Chris Young and ownership here at the break, you're meeting with them, and they're saying, you know, we're struggling, it's not our year, nobody goes back-to-back anymore, maybe we should sell and start building for next year. Would you be mad at ownership? Would you be impressed with long-term vision? How would you react to that sort of a take if, you know, owners who are prone to do it this time of the summer are talking about saving money and adding prospects?
Yeah, I wouldn't be impressed or happy about it. You know, look, you're not in that spot. Now, things could change real quick. I'm going to go back to the worst example of the worst handling of the deadline my 20-plus years covering the game, which is Artie Moreno and company and Ohtani, going back a year ago, where, for people who don't remember, the Angels were terrible. They, like, won 6 out of 7 games on the other side of the break and climbed within, like, 6. They still weren't even good. They were under 500, and he took them off the table, decided not to sell when Ohtani was pitching, hitting home runs in the same game. And what happened, of course? They lose 8 out of 10, he gets hurt, and they get nothing for him. If this team loses 7, 8 in a row, and all of a sudden you're 13 games under 500, and you got a couple of days to the deadline, then let's have a conversation. But where they are now, the way they played into the break, it doesn't make any sense for them to cut bait. You want to give me and sell me on what you said earlier, hey, let's stand pat, let's let health get back together, all we need to do is have kind of our troops together and we've got what we need. Okay, you could sell me on that, and that's not selling or buying, but I don't think you could punt at all when you're sitting 5 out of a division off a championship with Bruce Bochy, who's not getting any younger, and he's not here to try and win in 10 years. He's trying to win now.
Do you like the new rules that we'll be able to see tonight for the Home Run Derby? Does the Home Run Derby still get you excited like maybe it used to?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I'm the worst guy to ask this question, because I covered too many of these and they're so freaking long that it's like, I just, it's too much for me. Like I did it for 14 years and, you know, I had the pleasure of sitting, I was kneeling down on the ground during what maybe the greatest, but at the time it was when Josh Hamilton was Josh Hamilton then at Yankee Stadium, and some great moments and Cano and his dad and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, it's just too long. So I think the fact that they cut the amount of swings down, I think the fact that they made the beginning of the tournament a little different, where the top four kind of advance, more wide world of sports style, I think maybe is a little better. But at the end of the day, the home run derby is what the home run derby is. It's like, it's the best of the available skills competitions, if you will, because the slam dunk contest has become a decrepit thing over the last number of years. But to me, it's the same. And the names are good. I mean, look, you have Garcia, you got Alonso, you got a bunch of guys who you sit there and you'd like to see. But is Ohtani in the home run derby? No. Would I like him to be? Sure. The home run derby for me, if you love it, I'm glad you love it. Enjoy the 17 hours of television. I think it's only 3+ that you will get, and enjoy all the home runs. For me, give me a guy in right field with targets that say 10,000, 100,000, a million at third base for charity, and let me watch those guys throw for accuracy while I watch other dudes run 40-yard dashes and show off the athleticism of the sport. That would excite me.
Like a little combine style. I kind of like that as well. Wait, so you're not gambling on this tonight? Is that what you're telling me, Casey?
No, get out of here. On the home run derby? Come on, man. I got three kids and too much shopping at Target to do to be gambling on the home run derby.
Yeah, that's, I get
you. Got to go get that new pink Stanley.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking here in the second half? I mean, are you going Orioles in the American League? I mean, the National League, you nailed the Phillies run last year when we got to talk with you and them pulling the upset in the postseason.
Yeah, I the Phillies to me, let's end up quickly, is they're scarier than they were a year ago. There are not many teams outside of maybe Seattle and Philadelphia that could say they already have the pitching to go win a World Series. I think Zach Wheeler is the best big game pitcher right now in the sport based on what we saw the last couple of years. And what they've got with Suarez and Sanchez behind him, all-stars in those two, and Strom and Hoffman, they got like five pitchers on this all-star team. That's really dangerous that they can go out and tweak and add a bat to go to Turner, who's also an all-star, and Schwarber and Harper. The Phillies are really scary for me in the National League. And the AL side, I think all the pressure, if you were going to give me power rank, we talked deadline, top five teams under pressure in all 30. The Orioles and Yankees may be 1 and 2. If not, they're definitely in the top five, because I think you got to put the Dodgers in there too with what they come in with expectations. But the Orioles last year get Jack Flaherty. They didn't aim high enough. They got, I don't have to rush. We have so many prospects. We have so many young players. That's all great. But they have a chance to win the World Series now. They're good enough to do it. Burns was a huge addition. They need another bat. They need another arm. The Yankees, at the same time, have a lot of pressure because they don't know what's going to happen with Soto after this year. You've got a GM and a manager on the hot seat who both are going to want to push the pedal. The Orioles and the Yankees and the race for pitching and hitting that both of them will do against each other may determine the entirety of the American League.
It's Casey Stern from the Unfiltered Podcast. What's fair to expect from Jacob DeGrom when and if he makes his return here?
Oh, hopefully health. I mean, I covered him. I love watching him pitch. What can you expect? I mean, not a lot of length. Obviously, bubble wrap, I mean, which is pretty much what you're going to be looking at whenever he gets back, because, you just don't know when the next pitch is. And the sad part is that if you do that, you may limit yourself out of whatever time he's actually going to be healthy, because you may not be able to stop it. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen at this point. Arms aren't meant to go this way. He's also not a very large guy in terms of his build. So I hope for his health. I love watching him pitch. And I say this to people all the time. Look, I watched Pedro Martinez, covered him, then worked with him. I love Greg Maddux. I'm 45. I wasn't here with Bob Gibson and Sandy Koufax. But there aren't four guys that I would say I've ever seen more dominant in my lifetime than the level of dominance that Jacob DeGrom was a couple of years ago. And there's no one in this sport right now, including Paul Skenes, who was more dominant than DeGrom was a couple of years ago. And that's saying something.
Wow.
Hey, Casey, back in the day when they used to like play this game for home field, and did you like when they did that?
No, because to me, this whole like this time it counts nonsense. You know what it is?
Sure.
Because it's not there to cover it, and you've got, you know, like teams like I remember like the Kansas City Royals, who like 1 year they're in it, and then the next year they're terrible, and they're the Royals again. And you got like Ned Yost and all of his, he's in charge of deciding, and I love Ned, but making decisions on, the Yankees and Red Sox at the time. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. This doesn't have to have any additional juice. Give me Paul Skeen starting the game. That's what you could do for me, and we already got that, right? Mm-hmm. There's your viral moment. That's something we're all going to sit there and eat popcorn and go watch. But it's already, has anybody seen the NHL All-Star game? And I like what they've done with it, tweaking it with the 3-on-3 or whatever. But it's fine. The NBA All-Star Game is the worst thing ever. And the Pro Bowl was so bad, they debunked the whole thing and made flag football with the Mannings out of it. It doesn't need anything to be better than it is. Just get your stars on the stage and let them do what they do. I think that's enough.
Casey Stern, Unfiltered, thank you so much for your time, sir. Enjoy the week.
Anytime, boys. Be well.
Cheers. I love that he said that, too. You know, baseball purists, baseball lovers, people passionate about baseball. They can usually take in, all the baseball content, but that's honesty to me.
Yeah.
Like it really got old around the time Chris Berman was just going back, gone, and it's the repetitiveness of it. There's nothing like unique about the different home runs, but I think if you're a super fan or a big fan of one of these guys, it is fun to like tune in to see the reactions. Like, that's what's cool. Their buddies coming up to them from different teams and high-fiving them, or how impressed they are from some of the dongs. But, it could be, 3.5 hours. Now, the good news here, you're on your way home. You want to keep track of what we got going. You'll be able to tune in to the Home Run Derby if you're one of those super passionate baseball fans that consumes all the content starting at 7 o'clock this evening.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.